miles of pilgrimage. The advent of these crusades stirred Islam to action, reawakening dedication to the cause of jihad, holy war. Muslims from Syria, Egypt, and Iraq fought to drive their Christian foes out of the Holy Land. Championed by the merciless warlord Zangi and the mighty Saladin, empowered by the rise of Sultan Baybars and his elite Mamluk slave soldiers, sometimes aided by the intrigues of the implacable assassins. Years of conflict inevitably bred greater familiarity, even at times grudging respect and peaceful contact through truce and commerce. But as the decades passed, the fires of conflict burned on, and the tide slowly turned in Islam's favour. Though the dream of Christian victory lived on, the Muslim world prevailed, securing lasting possession of Jerusalem and the Near East. This dramatic story has always fired the imagination and fueled debate. And over the centuries, the Crusades have been subject to startlingly varied interpretations. Held up as proof of the folly of religious faith and the base savagery of human nature, or promoted as glorious expressions of Christian chivalry and civilizing colonialism. They have been presented as a dark episode in Europe's history, when ravening hordes of greedy Western barbarians launched unprovoked, acquisitive attacks upon the cultured innocence of Islam, or defended as just wars sparked by Muslim aggression and prosecuted to recover Christian territory. The Crusaders themselves have been depicted as both land-hungry brutes and pilgrim soldiers inspired by fervent piety, and their Muslim rivals portrayed as vicious and tyrannical oppressors, ardent fanatics, or devout paragons of honour and clemency. The medieval Crusades have also been used as a mirror to the modern world, both through the forging of tenuous links between recent events and the distant past, and via the dubious practice of historical parallelism. Thus, during the 19th century, the French and English appropriated the memory of the Crusades to affirm their imperial heritage, while the 20th and 21st centuries have witnessed a deepening tendency within some sections of the Muslim world to equate modern political and religious struggles with holy wars witnessed 9 centuries earlier. This book explores the history of the Crusades from both the Christian and Muslim perspectives, focusing in particular upon the contest for control of the Holy Land, and examines how medieval contemporaries experienced and remembered the Crusades. Even in the modern era, many histories of the Crusades written by Western scholars have been coloured, consciously or unconsciously, by a degree of bias, because most present this era from a Christian standpoint. This innate partiality might manifest itself relatively subtly, in the decision to describe the outcome of a battle as a victory or defeat, a triumph or disaster. In this account, which is divided into 5 parts, I have made a deliberate attempt to counteract this tendency by switching the point of view from Western European Christian to Near Eastern Muslim in each major section. The book's core, covering the Third Crusade, alternates between its 2 major protagonists, Saladin and Richard the Lionheart. It draws upon the wonderfully rich mine of available written evidence, or primary sources, from the Middle Ages, the likes of chronicles, letters and legal documents, poems and songs, recorded in languages as diverse as Latin, Old French, Arabic, Hebrew, Armenian, Syriac, and Greek. Beyond these texts, the study of material remains, from imposing castles to delicate manuscript art and minuscule coins, has thrown new light on the crusading era. Throughout, original research has been informed by the great outpouring of modern scholarship in the field witnessed over the past 50 years. Containing the history of the Crusades to the Holy Land between 1095 and 1291 in a single, accessible volume is a massive challenge. But it does offer enormous opportunities. The chance to trace the grand sweep of events, uncovering the visceral reality of human experience through agony and exaltation, horror and triumph, to chart the shifting fortunes